Demolition began at 5:30 on Monday, shortly after the Westside Preservation Alliance was denied an appeal that afternoon to contest a previous decision that blocked a historic designation for the Univision building. By morning, nearly 50 to 60% of the building was torn apart. Susana Segura with the Alliance was one of about a dozen people outside of what remained of the Univision building on Tuesday.
If this couldn't be saved, what can be saved? You know, we're not talking about the Alamo here, but this was the first full-time Spanish language television station in the United States of America.
The activists secured a court order to stop the demolition that was initially ignored, but the workers eventually stopped. Bill Kaufman represents Graystar, the South Carolina company that bought the land from Univision. The plan is to develop the land into a 350-unit apartment complex. Kaufman says the company's demolition permit was held up for weeks and was issued after there were no more pending appeals.
You know, the truth of the matter is they filed an appeal that was illegal, and they're complaining that the Board of Adjustment rejected it. And so I think the board acted appropriately, and they were successful in holding us up for 2 or 3 weeks.
Kaufman says the company is unsure of the legality of the court order, but demolition has stopped for the time being. Both sides are due in court on November 15th, according to the order. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.